Ace Podcast.
Weird.
Say something.
Good evening.
Hello there.
Good evening.
Welcome to the day before the scary day.
It's a Halloween edition.
Halloween edition, because we say it is. Not because it really is, but because we say it is.
We're weird and spooky.
We're weird. Welcome to weird.
My name's Aaron.
Hey, you think they were scared?
You know, I never really dug Halloween.
Hey, I'm Craig, by the way.
And I
like... Not that you're going to let me say that.
I do enjoy... as a kid, though, I did like going to get the candy. I didn't like dressing up.
I know. We discussed your love for candy.
Oh. Speaking of candy,
yeah,
we kind of got a deal for our listener.
Yeah, we do.
Candy Club.
Candy Club.
Great candy. Gourmet candy.
You know, it's funny. This isn't even out of place. For us to talk about candy is normal.
Yes, it is.
Because we do like the candy.
Yeah, oh, certainly.
And I have to watch myself because I will shovel candy as fast as I can until I go into a coma.
And I was listening back to Friday's episode.
Yeah.
And I started to tell a story about my wife when I first ordered.
You told it.
No, I didn't finish it. So she was angry that I got this candy club.
Yeah.
But I explained to her it's saving me money. And it has, because I don't buy candy at the store anymore because I've already got it at home from Candy Club. So it actually is saving us
money.
Well,
you're getting...
I'm not through with the story. You're going to cut me off again.
It's going on forever.
The thing is, last month I got chocolate-covered almonds, and I didn't get one of them. My wife ate every one, and she ate my pineapple rings, the gummy pineapple rings.
But you know, when she does that... That means she has accepted it, and she cannot complain about it.
Darn it!
That's true. That it's now
she is
it's
in
been
the fold.
Approved.
She's in the fold.
It's got Lori approval.
Darn it!
Yes.
For real now.
So if you're looking for a candy,
and I highly recommend
it. If you're looking for candy to come to your door, you don't have to go look for it. It just shows up at the door.
It does.
You know how easy. You know what you do? You roll out of bed.
Yeah.
You do your stuff during the day. You know, all of a sudden, ding, 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 there's the mail.
Yeah.
You walk outside. It's like the candy gods have arrived.
And it's so cool. It's like a shipment from outer space, too, because when you open it up, it's in this package that you know, protects the temperature. Oh, it's so cool.
It's cool. It's like science.
Plus, here's what I really like about it. I pick my three candies that I want. You don't have to do that. You can get them to send you the candies of the month.
Mm-hmm.
I like to pick my candies.
Yeah.
But they also always cover them with the surprise candy.
It's like... packing peanuts.
One time I got Zots.
Yeah,
remember
you
that?
Gave me Zots.
I did. I gave you some Zots.
Did I tell you about I dropped one of them you gave me and I got really sad?
Oh, I'm
it was
sorry.
It was the blue raspberry.
Mm, those are the best ones.
Thanks, rub it in, because I didn't get to eat it.
This month it was saltwater taffy, which mm-hmm. I talked about last time. A couple of months ago it was Warheads.
Oh, those are good too.
Yeah, the hot and the sour
they,
ones.
They have trolleys?
I don't know. But they probably
said, I don't know.
They do have a lot of gummies. You get like, a lot of gummies.
Gummies are good.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we talked about this long enough, but how do you
Well, you have to go to get our special deal, because there's a special deal for our weird listener. You go to www.weirdnewspodcast.com.
Also known as our website.
There's a little link right above our button for leaving a voicemail.
You got to go on the computer, too, because
it doesn't work on the mobile.
Mobile's not working right now. There's something going on. We got to fire the IT guys.
Anyway, click that link, order your candy, and then go back to our website and leave us a voicemail. Let us know
how much you love it, and if you want to send us some of your candy.
Sure.
We're not going to argue about
Why
that.
Why not?
Hey, you know what's coming up on this episode?
You're talking about the What Can We Expect segment?
Yeah, that's
my
what we
favorite
call
new segment.
With the What You Talking About
we
segment.
We have a true...
That's what you should call this.
The
What You Talking About segment.
No, you already use that for your
No,
headlines.
I don't. I change it every time.
You shouldn't do that.
I will.
That's a foul.
I know.
Speaking of fouls, we got a story about a restaurant foul, F-O-W-L.
F-O-W-L.
Yeah,
like
restaurant
a, like
foul.
A bird.
Yeah. What else we got?
You tell me. Oh, no, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
Careful who you let in your house.
Yeah, that's
well, that's
pretty,
just common knowledge.
That's a pretty weird story.
Yeah.
Amazon pot.
Yeah, that's a big pot you cook stuff in from Amazon.
That's an Amazon pot.
Witch doctor house thief.
I can't wait to get to that story. Thieves with very low goals.
You know what else we're going to talk about?
What?
A bagel with a very high price tag.
So we got thieves with very low goals in one story. Right behind it, we got a bagel with a
very high price
See what
tag.
We did there?
Yeah.
We went bottom to the top.
Yeah, I see that.
We have an arresting poo story.
Ooh.
Those that have missed the poo story, because we hadn't had one in a few weeks,
How about a toy story ninja?
I'll take that.
Yeah. You will not.
What about a chicken whisperer?
Cluck, cluck.
And?
Cluck, cluck. And more.
Yeah.
All this and more.
See? We may even have a top 10 list this time.
You never know about us.
Tonight's top story.
Top story. I wasn't there yet.
Oh.
Oh. Long Beach restaurant under fire for serving Popeye's chicken. I heard this story.
I love this story.
This is definitely a weird one. And it's not really clear whether or not it's actually technically wrong either.
The funny thing about this story to me is like the restaurant owner's like, so what?
Like, they don't, apparently weren't trying to hide it.
No, it's on their menu.
Long Beach, California. A Long Beach restaurant is under fire after customers found out the restaurant was reserving. Not technically true. They weren't giving it to people and giving it again. They were reserving Popeye's Louisiana chicken. They were essentially getting catered from there. They were essentially buying it. For the last 4 years, Kimberly Sanchez has been serving up breakfast and lunch at her restaurant, Sweet Dixie Kitchen.
No, it's Sweet Dixie Kitchen.
Sweet Dixie Kitchen. Her name is Sanchez, so I guess most of my stuff. That's incorrect and inappropriate. Most of my stuff is here made from scratch, she said.
So you continue.
So I continue.
Great.
Okay, well, I don't have an in-between, okay? I've only got this voice. Fine. I got this voice, and then I got this voice.
Okay.
Most of my stuff from here is made from scratch, she said. The restaurant's trouble started after a customer allegedly saw Sweet Dixie's employees carrying Popeye's boxes into the kitchen. The customer then wrote a Yelp review relaying the dissatisfaction with having to pay premium for fast food fried chicken. A Sweet Dixie employee confirmed they sourced the fast food chain. They make it sound...
They source it.
They got to use those terms. We source it.
Yeah.
People do it all the time. In the back of my brother's LTD.
I went to a fancy restaurant and ordered a burger. They brought me a Big Mac.
They just sourced it. They confirmed they've been sourcing from the food chain for their chicken and waffles, which sells for about $15. You can buy chicken at Popeye's for much less without the fixing, Sanchez said. But she's not apologizing.
Wait. Chicken and waffles. You can't get chicken and waffles. So what they're doing, they've got the waffles. Those are probably worth $10. And they put the chicken.
Well, this says they're sourcing the fast food chain for chicken and waffles.
Well, maybe I'm wrong.
That's happened a lot.
That would be the first time.
Sanchez responded directly to the Yelp review and later explained further on the restaurant's Facebook page, defending their use of Popeye's spicy tenders. We proudly serve Popeye's...
you talk about ownership now.
We proudly serve Popeye's spicy tenders, the best fried chicken anywhere, and from New Orleans, which are delivered twice a day, she wrote in her reply.
That's awesome to me. We serve it.
We proudly pay that price and then charge you double.
What's it to you?
Sanchez wrote that they have always used ready-made chicken, even before deciding to go with a certain chain as opposed to food distribution brand chicken. My kitchen is not set up for frying. We are an old building. I don't actually have proper kitchen back there. She said to ABC 7, I love Popeye's chicken. I love it. I think he's the best chicken out there.
They serve Whoppers if you want a hamburger.
Sanchez says she's reached out to Popeye's for approval to officially add them to her menu and hasn't heard back.
They're not going to approve
that.
Because
they don't care. Meantime, as tough and transparent as she's tried to be, the criticism has been tough to handle. I'm in tears at my house, like inconsolable.
That's because she's been handling the hot chicken and she touched her eyes.
We didn't do anything wrong. I did something I thought was the best product I could bring in. You don't want to eat it, don't eat it.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Headline is, this one's from Mark Patch. You know Mark Patch, don't you?
Oh, I thought the last one was from him.
No, it's this one. I just didn't scoot down the line like I was supposed to.
You need to work on scooting.
Headline is, don't let strippers in your house, Craig. That comes to us from...
What if I'm having my floors redone?
That comes to us from an Indiana man.
Which I need to do, by the way.
After having 16 guns stolen. See, that's what happens. Kokomo, yeah.
Down in
Aruba,
Kokomo.
Jamaica.
No, stop it.
Indiana gun owner Billy Swaggerty learned a... What a great name. He should
Swaggerty,
be a country singer.
Or a reverend.
Billy Swaggerty.
Billy Swaggerty.
Learned a bitter lesson after his back door was kicked in last spring and more than a dozen firearms, some of them assault-style rifles, and the safes they were kept in were stolen. Be careful who you tell. Keep it to yourself. Don't be bragging about how many guns you got. Be careful who you let in your house and make sure you buy a quality safe, he said. And that's another thing. Don't let strippers in your house.
That's one I didn't see coming. Right? No, that was I did not see that one coming. You thought that Billy was going to say a lot, but you didn't expect him to say that.
Swaggerty told his local news last winter that a woman he knew in passing showed up at his front door in Kokomo, shivering and without a coat, and asking if he still had a spare bedroom. This next line kind of sums it up. Over his wife's objections, Swaggerty let the woman move in.
So
he didn't just let a stripper in his house. He let her live in his house.
And he knew her in passing.
In passing, yes.
When she passed him at his cocktail table when he was at the strip club?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
And I put her in the bedroom with the safes, and it came back and it bit me, he said.
The safe bit him?
The fact is, she was a stripper. That's what we found out, like he didn't know. We didn't know she was a stripper. He even said that. Sure. A stripper with a husband who was in prison on a drug charge with a substance abuse problem herself,
seems
he
like
said.
It all checks out.
Yeah, that's about right. Swaggerty came home for lunch on May 3rd and realized someone had kicked in his back door, stolen all his guns, and the safes in which they were stored.
I really like safes.
I had probably three 22 rifles, two shotguns, numerous pistols. I had an SKS, you know, which is a 7.62mm. I had an AK-74, which is like a 5.54mm. Everybody knows that. And I had an AR-15, which I just got for Christmas.
Oh, they stole his Christmas
Merry
present.
Christmas, which is a 5.56mm, said Swaggerty, who estimated his guns were worth $10,000. Out the door. They're gone.
Gone.
While the guns were locked in the safe, the cabinets were constructed of thin steel and were not secured to the floor, meaning two people would be able to move them.
That's what he gets for buying his safes at Woolworth's.
Cheap safes, yeah. It wasn't just her. They had better brought a truck because then they ain't easy to put in a car, he said, who found tire tracks in the side yard after the theft. According to a recent statistics released by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives.
Man, that's the ATF and E.
13.2 million new guns, both manufactured domestically and imported, were added to America's existing arsenal in 2015. Swaggerty is worried any one of his 16 stolen guns could end up in the wrong hands, and probably already have.
Wow.
How about that? In Florida, I went. Here's that Amazon pot story we were telling you about.
65 pounds of marijuana arrive with couple's Amazon order.
You didn't say,
I was letting it ride.
You didn't say.
Why do you got to point things out?
What you talking about,
you're
headline?
You're the same kid that says, hey, teach, you forgot to give us our homework. You're that kid.
You said that to me in public the other day.
I know. It's true.
People got a chuckle out of it.
Yeah.
And I'm standing there like, that's
not
true.
One kid, like, you're the one kid in high school that I'd be in a class with you, and I wouldn't have my stuff done for that day.
That's not true.
And the teacher, and we'd, okay, you guys have a good day.
I was not a snitch.
Wait a minute. You forgot to take up our work from last night.
You must have me confused with somebody else. Because we were in high school together.
I'm saying you'd be like that guy.
And all we did was have fun.
You'd be like that
guy. I never
guy.
Narked on you.
Whatever.
Go ahead.
Can I go ahead now?
Yeah.
Survey says 65 pounds of marijuana arrived with couple's Amazon order. Orlando. Taking it down to Orlando. A Florida couple ordered storage totes from Amazon, but when the package arrived, they found 65 pounds of marijuana inside.
So it's a bonus.
Yeah, do they have to turn it back in? You know, there's a law if you get something in the mail you didn't order.
It's yours.
It's yours. When a woman and her fiancé, neither of whom wished to be identified, you know, that's sad. Again, we talk about this a lot.
No names.
No names at all. Their whole life, they've gone that way.
That's so sad.
They only answered it. Hey, you. No, the other you.
No wonder they're ordering pot from Amazon.
Right. How do they know where to deliver it? They need to put some things in storage. They placed an order on Amazon for 4 27-gallon storage totes. But as soon as they received the package, they knew something didn't feel right.
This one feels really heavy.
It feels weird.
It feels like 65 pounds.
Yeah. They were extremely heavy, more heavy than you'd think from ordering 4 empty bins, the woman said. After opening the box, the two were hit with a strong odor and under layers of packaging they found. You ready?
Yeah, how much?
65 pounds of marijuana.
Whoa.
The couple immediately called the police. When the first officer got there, she was actually in disbelief, the woman said. I'd be worried they get there and say, okay.
Hands up.
Police seized the drugs and launched an investigation. The package had been shipped by Amazon's warehouse deals via UPS from a facility in Massachusetts. It weighed 93.5 pounds. The couple says after going back and forth with Amazon, mostly by email, for more than a month, they never spoke to a supervisor. Finally, they received an email giving them a $150 gift card with the message, I am unable to do anything else at this time.
I'd take it.
They could have sent them like a water bong or something, couldn't they? Some rolling papers. The woman says, what she and her fiance wanted was an apology.
Why?
And an explanation about how this could happen. Well, maybe if they spent time in jail or had some legal issues. How about you just, again, take the free donuts or whatever and go.
Take the doggone $150 it was the bins?
It was the pizza thing earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, Rico.
Hot pizza.
Hot pizza. There was no concern for customer safety. I mean, this could have turned into a worst case scenario, the woman
said.
What
does she want them to do?
We were pretty fearful our home would be broken into, and we didn't sleep there for a few days. Never mind, they were stripping the floors and couldn't really breathe. But we didn't. Police have
been fumigated.
Police have yet to make an arrest in the case, but they say the investigation is ongoing. That's what they say when they don't know what they're doing with it.
Yeah. Headline is, nurse loses house to a witch doctor.
Oh, no.
A 59-year-old nurse has accused a witch doctor of swindling her of a house in Marula in Windhoek.
She's only a year older than you.
Whatever. In 2014, after convincing her that he needed to drive out evil spirits. Although Elizabeth Nyes has reported the matter to the police, and there is a pending high court case over the issue, the witch doctor, Kennedy Thingo Kasume, still lives in the house and has even put up a high wall and installed CCTV, which is one of my favorite channels. Mm-hmm. I can't get enough of it. Nice said that
Wait, you said he built a wall?
Yeah, he did.
Everybody's doing that these days.
Nice said her late sister introduced her to Thingo Kasume.
Wait a minute.
What?
Her dead sister introduced her to this guy?
Yeah, before she died.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's like, that would have been a better story.
When she wanted help to recover 100,000 yens.
Whatever those are.
That she had lent to a patient to pay a hospital bill.
$100,000.
Yes. To help the patient, the sympathetic Nyes took out a loan on her patient's behalf, but the beneficiary disappeared without paying the money back, as they often do. Nyes then approached Thingo Kasume to help recover the money as well as treat her daughter, who is suffering from depression. I guess so. Her mom's kind of crazy. She says she believed Thingo Kasume because he had sounded convincing.
Well, yeah, he sounded very convincing.
He sounded like he knew what he was talking about.
He had a pamphlet.
He said, onga bonga, onga bonga.
Onga bonga.
He also told me right at the beginning of the consultation that my problem stemmed...
The consultation?
Of the consultation. What'd I say?
The consultation.
That the problem stemmed from the house I lived in and that I should move out immediately.
That sounds like a plan.
She said Thingo Kasume told her that he needed to move into the house to carry out an exorcism. Right, Craig?
That sounds
I'd move out.
Yeah, I'd move out.
According to Nyes, Thingo Kasume also told her that he would pay her rent once she moved out of the house and she had called home that she had called home for 36 years.
Nyes, this guy doesn't even have a good plan and it's working.
Onga dongo.
Onga boga.
Nyes said that she does not know how much the witch doctor agreed to pay in rent, but the family has later kicked out because of non-payment. So not only does she not have a house, now she doesn't have a roof over her head. She rented this place. The witch doctor was supposed to pay the rent while he lived in her house. Nope. No, he stole her house and kicked her.
This guy's a scammer.
You think so?
I think so.
So she then moved into another house in Donkerhoek.
Oh, no.
And the witch doctor paid rent for a while, but then he stopped. And when she tried to go back to her house, she said the witch doctor...
I want
to
see them on Judge Judy.
The witch doctor told her that the charms he had used were too strong for her. Those are too strong.
So let me ask you a question. You moved into her house and said you was going to pay her some rent.
Yeah,
Oonga boonga. What's this oonga boonga stuff?
Charms too strong.
Too strong. Charm too strong. Oonga boonga.
Thingo Kasume then offered to buy the house and that said that he would pay in $200,000
for dollars.
Innocent installments. And I say she had no choice but to sign the house over into his name.
Oonga boonga.
She lost it.
Survey says... Mm-mm. Robbers with hunting knives demand $1 from store.
Oh, then, slow down.
Then they flee.
That's a little much.
You notice I'm still... do you notice I'm sniffly?
You think the guy said, what do I look like? A dollar air?
I just wanted to draw attention to the fact that I'm sniffly
still. No, you're good. You're good.
I'm better. No, I'm better than I was last show, I've still got snifflies.
I've been sick since 1974.
Well, you got the asthma.
And I don't make excuses.
I just wanted to make it clear why every few seconds you hear...
That's gross.
Yeah, well, I made that noise in my mouth really.
You know. Darn it.
Okay. Should I just keep continue?
Please.
Robbers with hunting knives demand $1 from store, then they run away.
$1.
Two young men made an unusually small request as they robbed a store in Massachusetts by demanding a single... You know what? Marijuana comes from Massachusetts, I hear.
Does it really?
Yeah, it comes in boxes, big tubs from
Amazon. Oh, that's right, yeah.
By demanding a single dollar in their robbery, police say the two men entered the Brockton Market and Deli around lunchtime Tuesday while brandishing large hunting-style knives.
That's not
and demanded a single dollar. Then the men fled. They just ran away.
I'd have reached in my pocket and just handed them one.
The Enterprise rental guy reported the two young men were described as Hispanic and possibly between the ages of 15 and 18. One was wearing a red shirt with a white shirt on top of it. The other was wearing a white hooded sweatshirt. No arrest had been made. This story had no purpose.
The thing is, they had a large knife, right? And they demanded.
You just want to say that's not a knife.
They demanded a full dollar.
I want a dollar.
I want all four quarters.
Did they just follow them out to the Coke machine or something?
I don't know. All right, here's a headline for you. Bagel worth.
Oh wait, yours is. That's not
how you change yours up.
Yours is supposed to be headline is.
Why can't I change mine up?
Quit modeling yourself after me. This is why you've gone nowhere.
What you talking about headline?
Stop it.
Headline is bagel worth $1,000 coming back to New York City hotel. First of all,
Bagel's coming back.
There's no such thing as a bagel worth $1,000, period. So
apparently
I'm calling foul.
Apparently there is.
Times Square, Manhattan. For anyone with an empty stomach and a full wallet, a New York hotel will soon be serving up $1,000 bagels. The Westin in Times Square is bringing a luxury bagel back to its menu on November the 1st for customers with expensive taste. The fancy bagel is topped with Alba white truffle cream cheese. Nothing wrong with that. Goji berry, infused Riesling jelly. And
there you go. Can we just leave off the topping?
Top it all off. Golden leaf flakes.
We take that off. It's a dollar again.
Why you eat golden leaf flakes? I don't understand that.
Because you're stupid.
All of the proceeds.
Because when you've got a certain amount of money, your brain becomes the size of a pinhead.
Are you done?
No, I just think that this is stupid. This is right up there with getting a gold toilet, okay?
At least you'd have something to go on in that case. In this case, you got nothing but nothing.
It's just stupid.
All the proceeds from these bagels with bling will be donated to the Holy Apostle Soup Kitchen.
Why don't you just give them the
bagels? Just give them
the bagels.
A bold bagel is a rarer item than the McRib.
It probably tastes better.
Making its most recent menu appearance in 2007.
Well, that's been 10 years.
Thank you for the quick math Craig. The $1,000 bagel is available through December 15th, but must be ordered 24 hours in advance.
Poo story. Because you didn't actually format this very well this week.
No. Something went wrong is what happened.
Police arrest. Oh, wait. My story? Police arrest 34 poo-slinging pupils.
Gross.
How do you make your eyes do that?
It's from Durban.
Oh, they're students.
Yes.
I was thinking the wrong kind of pupil.
Ah, funny.
Work with me here.
I'm trying to work.
Durban, Peterburg police arrested 34 pupils from Eastwood High School after end-of-the-year school celebration turned violent.
And pooey.
The pupils, age between 14 and 20, went on a rampage.
Oh, the 20-year-old pupils from Eastwood High School.
Yes.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
That doesn't really make a lot of sense. They went on a rampage. Hey, speaking of rampage, we'll hear a random story.
Craig's Random Story.
Did you hear they're going to make a rampage movie?
I did. I actually saw a clip.
Oh, is there a clip already?
There's a clip,
So Rampage is an old video game, and you had like these three monsters that you would be one of the monsters.
Yes.
You'd go through town, you'd be like eating police cars, eating people, and breaking down buildings and stuff. It's going to be a movie now. That's the end of my story.
I wonder if it'll be better Craig's than, what was that last story. Video game movie they made?
Pixels.
No. The guy with the big teeth. It was like
Wreck-It Ralph?
No, it wasn't one of those. It was like, I can't remember.
Use your words.
I can't remember.
Use your words,
it's
man.
Too late.
Much love for the sesh.
It was like this big, big movie, big Hollywood blockbuster.
That was a good story.
It's a recent video game.
Anyway, the pupils, aged between 14 and 20, went on the rampage. Hey, did I mention they're making a movie about the video game ramp? Oh, sorry.
Craig's!
Allegedly stoning the teacher's cars.
Oh, my gosh.
Throwing stuff filled with stuff
and stuff
and poop and stuff at the school building and injuring one pupil who had to be rushed to the hospital in the process.
He got hit with the stuff.
The stuff, the poop and the stuff.
And the whatnot.
The pupils appeared in the Peterburg Magistrate's Court yesterday. 18 of the pupils, who are believed to be 18 years or over, were reprimanded into custody pending a bail hearing on Monday. Those that were under 18 years old were released into their parents' care. Police spokesperson Captain Thimbeka Mabel said that the Mountain Rise Police and officers from Public Order Police responded to
the
complaints,
POP.
Yes, of disruptive behavior at the school on Tuesday. On arrival, there was a large crowd of people in school uniform and civilian dress on the school premises. I have no idea how this guy talks.
That's exactly how he talks.
The crowd was engaging in unruly behavior. Management and staff confirmed to the police that the crowd was consisting of
matriculates?
Matriculates? Okay, that sounds like something you would get. Like that sounds like something that plants would crave.
I'm sorry, Mr. Underhill. You have matriculates.
You have matriculates.
I'm gonna have to give you a shot.
It's actually electrolytes. That's what plants crave. Oh, come on! Don't let me down on that one. You don't know that movie?
Yes, it's a it's a prophetic movie.
Very much so.
Not a pathetic movie. A prophetic movie.
Yes, exactly. Well, kind of both. management and staff confirmed to the police that the crowd was consisting of matriculates and other pupils from the school. She said pupils were asked to stop but refused.
You kids cut that out.
Some still continue to throw stuff containing other stuff and poop and eggs and stones and whatnot. The school building was damaged as well as private vehicles of educators. Educators and other learners were also being hit with these items.
Other learners.
A learner was injured on the hand with a sharp object, alleged to be a knife. That is not a knife. And was rushed to the hospital for medical assistance.
That's a knife.
Police were eventually able to bring the situation under control and arrest 34 pupils.
Wow. So they were throwing poo and whatnot and what have you and all kind of stuff over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we left out some stuff because it was kind of disgusting.
You know why? Family friendly.
We're family friendly for the most part.
Well, yeah, we like
except for that whole little indiscretion you had with that guy in his safe and those strippers a while ago. But
no,
other than
no, that's okay. Well, we didn't get out of hand.
People
it's all good.
For a living, some people do strip paint off of walls.
What you talking about? Headline: Australia.
No.
What? Why not?
Because you're.
Well, you're not going to use it.
Become original.
Headline is. Austrian police storm toy store over reports of
get to the toy store
of a life-size Lego ninja. According to Austrian daily newspaper Kronen Zeitung, it's Kevin Kronen Zeitung.
Zeitung, maybe?
I don't know. Kevin Kronen Zeitung. The incident took place at a toy store at Vienna's railway terminal.
Get to the terminal.
That's where they make the sausages and the fingers.
Vienna. Yeah. Yep.
Police informed of a possible infraction of Austria's recently passed.
A possible what?
Infraction. I'm sorry, it's a compound infraction.
Okay.
Police informed of a possible infraction of Austria's recently passed anti-face covering laws. Now, we covered the story with the mascot, remember, who got a ticket because he wouldn't take his hood off?
Yeah.
He entered the store and told the ninja
that was the Australian guy that was actually Austrian.
Yeah, that's the one. It told the ninja to remove his mask. The lawbreaker turned out to be a female advertising worker. Eyewitnesses on the scene on Twitter. You know what, Craig? This is where we're headed to as a country.
We're going to Austria?
No, it's ridiculous. They've got, you can't, what would Halloween be like if you couldn't put anything over your face? Catch the bad guys that put things over their face and do bad things. Leave the rest of the people alone.
What if we pull guys over that only dressed as bad guys?
Well, they're okay as long as they haven't done anything bad.
We just get the bad guys.
All right, anyway.
And the moose and squirrel.
So, the police stormed a Lego store in Vienna. Long story short, they concluded that no laws have been broken because the woman had covered her face in accordance with professional requirements. So, now there's rules. So, I guess since our mascot got arrested or got ticketed, they said, okay, this is crazy. Let's make some rules. You follow these rules, you cover your face. No problem.
Some people, we want to cover their face.
Some people say, okay, I cover my face. Anyway, that's the end of the story. It's kind of an update because we had the, you know, the mascot.
That was a bad story. Let's talk about KFC.
It's not a bad story.
Talk about chicken.
Hey, this is our weekly KFC story.
Pretty much need a KFC theme at this point.
Darn it.
That's not it.
That's all I got.
All right. Next story.
That works. I like that one.
Next up, a chicken story.
Yes.
KFC only follows 11 spices and herbs on Twitter. Did you know about the story?
I did, yes.
They only follow it. It seems
they got
it's
their
funny
secret recipe.
They've only got 11
They got 11
spices,
herbs and spices.
And they only follow 11 people. And they all relate to spices. I'll read the story.
Okay, go ahead.
There's usually no rhyme or reason to the people that corporate Twitter accounts follow on the social media website. But fans of the fast food chain has discovered that there should be have discovered
it should be
have discovered that there's a very good explanation why KFC only follows 11 people on Twitter. The people it follows are 5 former Spice Girls and 6 men named Herb.
That is hilarious.
Because the chain's famous original recipe is made up of 11 spices and herbs.
That's whoever works or whoever manages KFC's marketing deserves awards.
Or they are the loneliest person in the world, and they just sit in a room.
I hope they have a trophy of some sort.
The revelation has blown fans' minds.
Sure has.
It was first brought to attention on Reddit and Twitter by some eagle-eyed social media user. You think those guys are pretty cool. But no, they just got those giant eagle eyes. Some have even suggested that it might represent the different ratio of spices and herbs that KFC uses in its chicken marinade, 5 spices and 6 herbs.
Possible.
The KFC original recipe is a closely guarded secret, supposedly kept in a safe that is so well kept that only a few lucky individuals at the company know about it.
I bet you they were on to I bet it is 5 spices and 6 herbs.
Never know. Or just worked out that way.
No, I think it's it.
It was supposedly revealed, like you could ever crack it, knowing that. It was supposedly revealed to the public last year after a nephew of KFC's founder, Colonel Sanders, found a recipe for the mix in an old scrapbook belonging to the Colonel's second wife. Yeah. Oops, kind of forgot to put that away.
Should you read this next sentence? We may be giving away a very
I hope we are. The 11 herbs and spices are reported. You know what?
What?
This can only help KFC at this point.
No, KFC's doing great.
I'm a Bojangles person.
KFC's got phones.
Whatever.
They've got
a music? Fake GPS cassette.
They got a cassette that tells you GPS.
Can I finish?
Go ahead.
The 11 herbs and spices are reportedly. Ready?
Yeah.
Write these down.
All right.
Salt.
Salt.
White pepper.
White pepper.
Thyme.
Thyme. Wait, thyme.
Thyme. Basil.
Basil.
Oregano.
Oregano.
Celery salt.
Ooh, celery salt.
Black pepper.
I like black pepper.
Mustard.
I like mustard.
Paprika.
Paprika.
Garlic salt.
Garlic salt.
And ground ginger.
I can taste a little ginger in their
According
chicken.
To the scrapbook.
Okay, we got a weird update.
Darn it.
Suspect loses bet with cops, turns himself in with donuts. You may remember Craig.
Yeah.
We covered this story.
I love this story.
He put a bet out on Facebook. If you guys could get your next post 1,000 likes, I'll come in, turn myself in.
Police department was like, hold my gun.
Exactly. So
they were
so
immediately on this.
They had it in minutes. They had 1,000 likes. So what he actually said is, if your next post gets 1,000 shares, I'll turn myself in along with 12 donuts, and that's a promise.
That's a promise.
And I'll pick up every piece of litter around all your public schools. Let's see if you can get those shares.
I wonder if he was hoping for a lighter sentence if he had to turn himself in.
I guarantee you he was. It's perhaps no surprise what happened next. 1,000 shares in a little over an hour. And sure, more than a week passed with no sign of him. It was so much time, in fact, police posted a wanted notice for him with potential whereabouts. Possible local donut shops, they added hopefully. But then on Monday, Craig, the unexpected happened. This evening at approximately 6:30 p.m., Michael Zidell made good on his promise to turn himself in to the RTPD for his outstanding warrants, police posted. He walked in on his own. And not only did he bring donuts, he brought one bagel.
Hey, that bagel was mine.
That's not for y'all.
Get it back.
Where's my phone call?
Another chicken story?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like that intro.
Here's a story.
Of a lovely lady.
Here's a story. The chicken whisperer finds rooster on Appalachian Trail, carries it 42 miles to safety.
Now that's, you know what that is? That's ridiculous.
That's good storytelling.
This poor chicken's like, I was like right by my house. now I'm 42 miles away.
The rooster's like, I have been walking on this trail for 4 months.
I was almost to the end.
I was working my way towards Georgia. And you idiot. An animal.
It's going to be the first chicken to complete the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah, exactly. An animal activist bumped into an unexpected companion on October 10th while hiking the 2,200-mile Appalachian Trail. A Polish crested rooster. How does he know it's Polish? Because does he do the cockadoodle-doo with an accent or something?
I read that as Polish crested. I thought somebody fried it up.
No. Polish crested rooster with a side of new potatoes, stranded in the middle of the forest with no houses or farms in sight. I was completely incredulous when I found him. I like the word incredulous.
Yeah.
He was incredulous.
It's a big word for a little woman.
Sure. 31-year-old Heather Bolent told Today, big letters, I was afraid that someone just dropped him off here because it was a quiet country road and because he was a rooster.
She doesn't understand farm animals.
I guess not.
No, he was near. I guarantee you he was near where he lived.
Or he was close by. He was checking out the hen houses.
Yeah.
Bolent would know, according to her LinkedIn profile, which, yeah, that's all the credibility.
Absolutely.
In the world. She spent the better part of her career on animal issues and recently left a position as a Seattle. If you get fired, is that leaving a position?
Yes, she left, all right.
As a Seattle director for the Human League. I love them in the 80s. Don't you want me, baby? Should we just go through the whole?
No, read.
Okay. An organization that says it works to reduce animal suffering by inspiring change on all levels. She even bundled helping animals into her hike by
She had them stuffed in her coat.
She had them bundled up in a little,
backpack.
Boggins and stuff. By raising more than $1,500 for the Human League Yeah, but they were doing so well in the 80s. I'm sure they appreciate any money that they could get now.
They probably ate that rooster.
I would say so. As a chicken whisperer. Hey, chicken. Hey, psst, psst, psst. Hey, chicken.
Hey, psst.
Chicken, I got a little hat for you. She wrote on Facebook that she didn't want to leave the rooster alone in the woods to be eaten by predators. Ooh, that alien guy?
The predator.
Yeah.
No, the Nashville Predators. They were hiking.
Nashville Predators. They were up there and they were hungry. So she did the only thing she could think of, scoop him up and kept... She had a scoop with her.
Yeah.
And kept on hiking.
She kept on hiking. 42 miles carrying a chicken.
Oh, my Lord.
What will people do and what will they not? Headline is, and we've had this story. It's a different story, but we've had it over and over and over. When will people learn, Craig? Headline is, man using propane on spiders suspected of starting a fire.
So he was trying to burn them with propane?
A man using a propane torch to kill spiders and burn spider webs underneath his mobile home is suspected of starting a blaze that forced him and an elderly woman out of their home Sunday night.
Here's the deal. There's nothing wrong with a mobile home, but here's the deal.
No, there's not.
They love tornadoes.
Yes.
And they love to catch on fire.
Yes.
Those are two things those mobile homes are excellent at.
Tucson Fire responded to a 911 call around 9:19 p.m. reporting smoke and flames coming from a mobile home. When the firefighters arrived, they say an elderly woman had been carried out of the burning home by her son and neighbors. The woman suffered minor injuries sustained from being carried out. They must have roughhoused her a little bit. No other injuries were reported. It took 23 firefighters 11 minutes to put out that fire.
That was more like a stupid story than it was a weird story.
It really
story.
Was kind of stupid.
Oh, great. We get to hear the food fight thing.
I love that next headline.
I love it, too. Can I go now?
Okay, you can. Go ahead.
Woman brings... Oh, wait. Here's a story. Woman brings home bacon upside boyfriend's head.
That's the actual headline.
It says, woman brings home bacon upside boyfriend's head. Goldsboro, North Carolina. A Goldsboro woman whacked her boyfriend in the head with a package of bacon during a weekend argument. According to a police report, Bradley Ray Rissinger.
You think when the cops got there, they went, I smell bacon.
Yeah, is that us? Oh! My officer friends are not going to be happy with that.
No, they're not.
Bradley Ray Rissinger, 38, told police that he and Stephanie Michelle Harrell, they both got three names. You know this can't be good.
Yeah.
Were arguing Sunday morning in their apartment when Harrell hit him on the left side of the face with a pack of uncooked bacon.
I bet he didn't see that coming.
No, he didn't.
You know how I know he didn't duck?
Rissinger declined to press charges in the assault, but they did have some delicious bacon, I'm sure.
Ooh, I love bacon.
Hey, we're back to the top 10 this week.
Yep, top 10, Mark Patch.
The Mark Patch top 10.
This week we got, you know, while we got this, Craig, tomorrow.
Because it's Halloween.
Tomorrow is Halloween. Scary. All Hallows Eve.
Oh, spooks and ooze. It's Halloween.
Squeaky doors. Top 10 scariest movies.
We'll play a game. You tell me, you come up with a sound and I'll try to make it.
Okay, a casket door opening. Okay, a scary door on the haunted house opening. A crow that has a speech impediment.
Caw, caw, caw.
A snake. It's a snake with dentures.
That's pretty good if you come up with some better things.
Yeah. It's my fault.
Did you notice the similarities between the coffin and the door?
I tried to get you to do that sound for everything. That's why I went with it.
Yeah, I didn't want to do that, though. Yeah, well, you know why? Because you're predictable.
You got no comedy incense.
Incense?
Smells great. Top 10 scariest movies available right now on Netflix.
Good grief. You better hurry up because they make those things off as quick as they put them on. Number 10, The Invitation.
Never seen it.
2016.
I've never been invited to see it. Number 9, Gerald's Game, based on a Stephen King book.
Have you seen Gerald's Game?
I have not.
I don't know if it's full of the naughties.
I have no idea.
It kind of looks like it's full of the naughties.
I have no idea.
As a family-friendly show, I want to warn you that it might have some naughties.
Well.
Number eight, my favorite movie, one of my favorite movies of all time. I saw this movie probably 10 times when I was a kid in the theater. Jaws.
See, I never really got into it. Lori loves it.
I'd like to throw you into Jaws.
I never really got into it. It's what? I don't like water movies. I don't know why. Number seven, Wes Craven.
This is stupid.
What? Okay.
Wes Craven's New Nightmare, number seven. That is, that's not even a scary movie. It's like reheating a souffle.
I didn't write the list.
You can't do it. You cannot reheat a souffle.
I do not write the list. I just deliver.
A friend of mine used to say that all the time, and I thought it was so appropriate. But you know what? It's like, hey, we got to come up with a new Nightmare movie. Hey, I got an idea. Let's just pretend that all the actors were just, we'll have them in the movie as themselves, and then we'll sneak the actual movie into that.
That's one of two movies I've seen on this list.
I'm gonna give you number six because I ruined that one for you.
Number six, The Host from 2006.
Number five, a great movie.
Oh, it is.
But it's not really scary.
No, it's not scary.
Gremlins.
No, it's not scary at all. It's got Phoebe Cates in it though, so yeah, pretty good.
I do like Phoebe.
Number four, It Follows.
So I hear It Follows is supposed to be a good movie.
I don't know it. Number two, that was from 2014.
Number three, The Nightmare.
Ooh, Don't Wake Up. Number two, Starry Eyes.
And number one, top 10 scariest movies available on Netflix right now, which I hear this movie's not really that scary.
I think our buddy Sean Rourke watched it recently. Yeah.
My daughter watched it and said it was me. You know, it's pretty good. Eh, it's whatever.
The Babadook.
The Babadook.
It's fun to say.
Babadook.
Hey, thanks for listening to episode 118 of Weird. If you haven't done so, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. That helps us so much. Tell your friends. Word of mouth is the biggest way we get out there.
And watch out for all the spooks and scary guys on the road. You okay over there?
I just had a cough.
Hot pizza!
What you talking about, pizza?